All right, I want to talk more about the election. My guest, the first half of the program, Kirti, we discussed elections a bit, but I want to talk a little bit more about this fall's election because it cannot be stated strongly enough that we have to be paying very close attention to efforts to try to undermine the integrity of the election. I mean, President Trump has already. I mean, he's been working on this for years now. It started with, of course, denouncing Biden's victory in the January 6th insurrection. It's continued. It took a leap forward in July when President Trump had a primetime television address in which he claimed that, again, that the U.S. elections were vulnerable to foreign manipulation. And, of course, he repeated, you know, the lie that the 2020 election was stolen. But vulnerable to foreign manipulation. Well, there's no doubt that elections are vulnerable to foreign impact. Fake accounts we talked about this a while back on this program where China has, 2 million people employed in putting out disinformation about various issues to kind of taint upcoming elections. And so, this is no new. This is not surprising. And it isn't just Russia and China that does it. We do it too. I mean, countries all over the world use technology to manipulate public opinion in countries whose elections they want to influence. So, vulnerable to foreign manipulation, not news. But I guess what Trump is trying to suggest by his July address, what he tried to suggest was that there was going to be very insidious and kind of a broad attempt to actually corrupt the results. And this is consistent with, I remember after the primary election in California, he suggested that election had some corruption involved. The whole thing is geared toward getting us to no longer believe that we have fair elections. And I certainly know from experience that elections can be tainted. Again, I've given the example before. When I first won my first election to the Iowa House in 1992, there was another, state house race in the Des Moines Metro where a candidate barely won. And that candidate won in part by having people who did not even live in Iowa. I think one of them lived in California and was registered to vote at, I believe, a bowling alley. Another one might have been registered, I believe, at a pizza parlor. Anyway, those kinds of deceits are objectionable. They're wrong. But you can sometimes get away with them in a close election. It's hard to know how far the president is going to go on this. But here's Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon, who was Trump's, one of his main political allies in the right-wing talkosphere, let's call it that. He predicted back in July that Trump would declare a state of emergency on national security grounds to, quote, protect elections. Bannon said, take your number two pencil out. It's coming. Just block the last week of August out. It's coming. So I don't know why Bannon, I think the fact that Bannon chose to use pencil instead of pen means he's not entirely sure. He might want to erase it maybe he wants to change the date, but I think we can expect this. I think we can expect President Trump to declare a state of national emergency, national security at risk, foreign influence, maybe not even just foreign influence, but corruption by blue state election officials. And I'm so sick and tired of the blue state, the red state, and both parties, both sides of the. People across the political spectrum do this, but we don't have a blue America or a red America or a blue state. I mean, heck, people have all kinds of opinions and live together and get along. When we stop pretending that we're enemies of somebody who voted differently than us, we realize how much we have in common. And we just need to focus on that. And actually, we talked about data centers earlier. Data centers are a great example of where people agree that there's a problem, regardless of where their political perspective or party registration is, regardless of whether they live in an urban or rural area. You know, the vast majority of Americans and people around the world, I believe, see these data centers as problems. But I digress a bit. My point is that we all have an awful lot to lose by letting the president get away with this. And I, again, maybe he won't, but Bannon thinks he will. Bannon's pretty well connected. Bannon thinks it's going to be next week. Or maybe this week. This is the last full week of August. We'll see what happens. I think something is going to happen. And for more evidence about that, Wayne Allen Root, he's another right-wing broadcaster. Again, I listen to these folks, so you don't have to. He asked Trump if there would be declaration of a national security emergency regarding elections. And Trump's response, Trump didn't say no. He said, let me just say stranger things have happened, okay? Well, I'll leave it at that. I mean, if that isn't a not so covert way of saying, yeah, we're thinking about this. We're getting ready for it. So what happens when there is a declaration of a national security emergency for the election? What happens? I mean, what is that going to look like? Is the federal government going to insist on taking over the election itself? I mean, elections are left to states. Different states manage them differently. How does this end? We have races where it's pretty clear that Republican incumbents are going to lose their seats. We have open seats where, you know, traditionally that district may be a toss-up, and yet it's going very heavily in favor of the Democratic challenger. So, you know, I mean, to what extent is he going to corrupt the election? Is it, if it's a close election, that's obviously easier to corrupt? I'm broadcasting this program on FCC-regulated stations across the country, and I'll say this, as I always do, I am not a fan of either political party. I am a fan of checks and balances, and that's why we have a judicial system, an administration, and a U.S. Congress. And right now, there's no kind of check and balance in place right now. We have had some Republican lawmakers in the Senate, the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House, who have been willing to express independent thoughts. Some of them have been challenged in primary elections with the president supporting an opponent, and those opponents often, in most cases, prevailing. So I understand that it is difficult. If you are a Republican and you've got an independent thought, you're in a difficult place right now. But do not despair. Continue along those lines. Things will change. Again, we've already seen a lot of really key people bail out on the Trump administration. Some of them are, quote, going to spend more time with their families. That's a standard line, right? Who knows Tulsi Gabbard, for example. I mean, she has to be really, really, really upset about what Trump is doing in Iran. That contradicts everything she's ever said or stood for. Not that she didn't have to give up quite a bit of her integrity in order to take the job in the first place, but, people are bailing out on the administration. And we'll see what happens with that. So if you are a Republican and you have a conscience and a backbone and an independent thought, hang on to those. Don't lose those. And if you're a Democrat, again, we're seeing that Democrats who don't cozy up to the establishment that has run the party for a long time, who don't believe the status quo is working really well, those Democrats are starting to have some success in electoral politics. They may have success in fall, in the November election. And again, if you have enough, you know, if you have an opposition party, if you have a Republican administration, who knows whether the Senate will be Republican or Democrat. The House is likely to become Democratic. If it's a Democratic House that has enough guts, it can stand up to the Trump administration. It's probably easier for a House controlled by Democrats to stand up to Trump than it is for a House controlled by Republicans with a handful of Republicans that are like Thomas Massie or others that have come under Trump's fire. The best thing to do right now Find a candidate you like and work really hard for them, because if their margin of victory is significant, it's going to be much harder for the Trump administration to declare that election invalid. Although, again, if they do go ahead with the threat of declaring a national security emergency, who knows to what extent anything that happens at the polls is going to be accepted. It's hard to know. All we can do, we don't know how this is going to play out, so all we can do now is fight as hard as possible for the people we believe in.